5D, Listening Skills. Exercise 3, page 74. Recording 1.
Okay, could everyone listen to me for a moment, please? I'm very proud of you all for getting this far. It's notable how many of you have improved in your roles. Bill, you've really excelled as a set designer. And Adam, the lighting is great. But I don't want to congratulate you all just yet. We've got a show to put on tonight. Just don't worry if you feel nervous. That's a good sign that shows your body and mind are getting ready for the show. You'll be fine. Now, where is our stagehand? We need to get the props on stage.
Recording 2.
Last night at the Druid Theatre in Hampton Street, I saw One More Lap. Set against the backdrop of the Vietnam War, it's an intense, eerie drama about Jack Hobbs, an 80-year-old retired police officer who is haunted by his past actions. The play features an all-amateur cast with Alex Copland in the lead role, giving a very convincing and powerful performance. The stage design is also admirable, with some of the scenery in Act 1 being particularly imaginative. However, despite all this, the script lets the production down badly. The story continually jumps from one period of time to another. I was often left with no idea what was going on. Overall, it was a very puzzling experience.
Recording 3.
It's true, a lot of people wouldn't consider me a real author, but in actual fact, a huge amount of thought and effort goes into each of my books. It's something that you should all keep in mind as budding children's authors. Children's literature is not easy. Book sales show that it's an extremely competitive market, and only the best books get on the shelves. After all, if a person enjoys reading in their youth, that sets them on a lifelong path of discovery through literature. In my view, if you're willing to put in the work, there's no reason why your books can't be on those bookshelves too.